皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now here's Phil。
1-212-531-3189 to get our picks on the NFL, the National Football League. And we've got some hot picks here today. Along with me, of course, is the professor. Professor, what do you like this week?
Well, I have a I've got a prostate problem, so it's going to be very difficult for me.
All right, well, we'll be checking that out. What do you want to do? What are you bent over for?
Would you mind checking my prostate for me, staff?
All right, let me take a look at that.Yeah, you're fine. All right, here is this. What do you... Take my finger out of there, will you?
I just want you to check my... Come on.
Never mind. Get...
Oh, man, that's much better.
All right, the National Football League. Get away from me. The National Football League this week, Baltimore versus Cleveland. The Baltimore Ravens hit the Cleveland Browns. We love this game. And if you'd like our pick, call 213-251-3189. I love this game. You'll get it for free.
Jacksonville plays Atlanta. I can't sit down. Jacksonville plays Atlanta. And
sit down.
If I sit down, it hurts.
Ow. Ow.
Jacksonville is at Atlanta. I like Jacksonville in this game.
You weren't supposed to give him that pick, you dumbass. That was going to be on our hotline, 213-251-3189. You just gave him the pick, you dumbass.
I like Jacksonville. Oh, because they've got a hell of a... They've got a good doctor down there. I don't know who's going to win the game. I just like Jacksonville.
All right, Arizona plays in New York. Are you all right? Sit down for a minute.
Let me just sit down. Yow!
Arizona, Jacksonville. You just used our picks for toilet paper. You just used.
Well, I'm sorry. Is that better?
No, it's not better. Jacksonville and Arizona. You already picked Jacksonville. It was going to be our big pick. Arizona, the New York Jets. The New York Jets at home against the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals still having their problems. Of course, the New York Jets, Bill Parcells, taking all kinds of heat there in the National Football League in the city of New York. It's going to be the New York Jets winning that football game. Don't you agree, Professor?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
St. Louis at Detroit. The St. Louis Rams, they showed their true colors there against Tennessee last week, losing to the Tennessee Titans 24-21. Are these the Rams that were 6-0? Are these the Rams that are 0-1? I'm betting that the Detroit Lions at home will put up a big fight and beat the St. Louis Rams. Here's the professor for the big Tampa Bay New Orleans pick, Professor. Cincinnati at Seattle. The Cincinnati Bengals are having a nightmarish season. And the Seattle Seahawks beating Green Bay on a Monday night. You saw 27-7. If you call the Joe Dickhead hotline now, 213-251-3189, you'll get that big pick. Yes, we love that game. Call Joe Dickhead now.
And also, Tennessee's playing Miami. I think... Ow. Ow. Ouch.
Tennessee and Miami. Miami Dolphins playing at home. The Tennessee Titans look like world beaters, upsetting the undefeated St. Louis Rams. But we like Jimmy Johnson. We think it'll be Miami. But if you think we're serious, if you really want to see, know what we think, call the hotline now, the Joe Dickhead hotline, 213-251-3189.
Now, Chicago at Green Bay, call my hotline. If you're a doctor, call. Can you scratch me right here?
What the hell you want?
Scratch me right there. That's got it.
Chicago with Green Bay. The Chicago Bears are up and down this year, but the Green Bay Packers will really want...
Let me help.
That's got it. I think the Green Bay Packers are really going to want revenge after that spanking they took on Monday night. Look for the Green Bay Packers. It's the Joe Dickhead Pick of the Week. Chicago and Green Bay. Green Bay wins.
What a... Who gives a sweet crap? Kansas City at Indianapolis. The Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, God. Oh, man. No. Oh, God, that hurts.
Kansas City at Indianapolis. The Kansas City Chiefs. What a walloping they put on the San Diego Chargers last week, shutting out the Chargers. And now Kansas City goes to Indianapolis. The Indianapolis Colts hot off of that big defeat of the Dallas Cowboys. But don't look for two in a row. Kansas City wins on the road. The Joe Dickhead Pick of the Week. Kansas City beats Indianapolis this week.
Philadelphia will be playing Carolina, and if you want to know what our pick is on that game, just call 213-251-3189. And I got to call up.
Did you put it on the hotline?
No, not yet. I better do it right now. Hi, this is a professor. I think that Carolina is going to beat Philadelphia. There, I just put on the hotline.
You dumbass! That was on the radio all across America! Now everybody knows what the pick is! You ass!
Yes, the Joe Dickhead Hotline, here with our NFL picks. Buffalo is at Washington.
Daniel Snyder has warned North Turner, without a playoff berth, he doesn't have a job. And the Washington Redskins are a little bit up and down about that. Daniel Snyder, a real ball buster, but it looks like the Washington Redskins will get up off the mat against the Buffalo Bills at home. It's the big Joe Dickhead picking away.
And also, Denver plays San Diego. I think that the San Diego Chargers are the most miserable pack of bastards that I've ever met in my life. But I think they'll, personally, I don't like them, but I think they'll win the game.
Pittsburgh at San Francisco. The 49ers have lost three games in a row, starting the season at 3-1.
Hold on for a minute. I got to call my service.
What the hell are you doing?
I got to call my service. Were there any calls for me about the... Yes, it is. Did anybody call?
No, nobody's called your hotline because the picks suck.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, Pittsburgh and San Francisco, the 49ers have lost three games in a row. 3-1 they started this season, but now they're at 3-4, and they are way out of the chase there in the NFC West. I think the 49ers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are having nothing but a miserable year. Look for Pittsburgh to beat San Francisco.
I totally agree. San Francisco is going to beat...
It's right there.
San Francisco will beat... Pittsburgh, yeah. That feels better.
This is the Joe Dickhead NFL Big Hotline. The big game, the big Monday night game, Dallas at Minnesota. As the Dallas Cowboys went to Indianapolis last weekend, they'll not soon forget that. And who are these Minnesota Vikings? Which team will show up this week? We think Dallas will not lose that ball game on the road but goes into Minnesota and takes out the Vikings.
Well, you're wrong, and you're just saying that because you're kissing so much cowboy ass. I can't believe it.
This is the Joe Dickhead Hotline. Joe Dickhead's NFL picks here on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Daryl Weber's Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree coming up after our break at the bottom of the hour. Is a Furby, can I ask a question here? Because I had occasion to have to deal with a doll that wouldn't shut up. And I'm wondering if the Furby is that little fuzzy thing that looks like a gremlin. I don't know whether that's the one or not. The kids had a doll in the car, because I was reading a story here about a Furby. Apparently some doctors at a hospital banished the Furby doll. Two scientists from Health Canada in Ottawa write in the most recent issue of the Canadian Medical Association Journal, they planted Furby in front of 13 different medical devices to assess its electromagnetic personality. I don't know what any of that is about, but there was a doll that one of the kids got into the car with the other day, and they picked it up at a friend's house, and the thing wouldn't shut up. And it was talking about how it needed to take a crap, and it was talking about how it wanted some food, and it was purring and cooing and making these noises. And I'm driving down the street like a maniac. I'm grabbing this doll because I wanted to talk to the kids. I was trying to say something to them that was important, and they're laughing their rear ends off while I'm driving, and I have this doll. And I'm trying to pry the plastic cover off the bottom of it. And I said, how do you make it shut up? You can't. You can't make it shut up. I said, well, what do you mean I can't make it shut up? You can't. You have to put it to sleep. Put it to sleep? Yeah. If you just sit it there for a while, and maybe it'll shut up, but we don't know. I said, the hell with that. I'm going to make it shut up. It's a doll. It's got a battery in it someplace. So now I've pulled off to the side of the road with cars whizzing around me and honking their horns. I got to put the hazard lights on. I'm now a road hazard. Sitting there off to the right of the road, all four of the kids behind me laughing hysterically as I'm trying to pry off this battery, the little battery lid at the bottom of this stinking Furby doll, and I can't do it. And one of the kids goes, he's laughing. He's going, you need a screwdriver. You got to have a screwdriver. See, I got a screwdriver. Shut it up. Shut up. And it's cooing, and it's purring, and it's whining, and it's needing to eat, and it's needing to dump, and it's needing to laugh, and it's needing love of life. It needs all this stuff that I can't give it right there. I'm trying to talk to these kids. The doll won't shut up. So then I said, I'm throwing it out the window. No, don't do that. I said, how else am I going to get it to shut up? Well, maybe it'll go to sleep. Maybe it'll, we don't know. Maybe if you'll just be quiet, if you leave it alone, shut the thing up. So now I'm driving down the road because I got to get going because I'm a road hazard and all these cars are screaming ass around me, leaning on their horns. So now I'm taking off. Now I'm driving with one hand, and with the other hand, I'm trying to cram this thing down into that little CD center, you know, that little center case you get where you lift up the lid and you can throw CDs and stuff in there, and there's like a CD player in there, but there's a little open space where you might be able to throw whatever, incidentals. So I'm cramming this Furby. I'm cramming this freaking Furby down into this thing, head first. Just trying to shove it, and I'm trying to shut the lid on the thing that's going, I'm hungry. Asshole. Oh, you know, shut. You know, the kids are, well, we don't know. Help me, will you? All I wanted to do was tell these guys something. I don't know what it was, but now it was beyond telling them whatever it was that I had to tell them. I got to get this Furby to shut up. I don't know where it is now. Oh, yeah, I know where it is. In the middle of the night, I could hear this thing. They finally brought it into the house. I said, I'm going to throw it out on the freeway. As soon as we hit the freeway, I'm going to throw this thing out into the street. No, you can't do that. I said, well, if it doesn't shut up. Well, it's not doing it on purpose. I know. I understand that, but it's bothering me. I mean, it's like it's trying to get to me or something, okay? So I threatened to throw it out in the road, and I didn't do that. Finally got home with this thing. That night, I get up, because I don't know if you're like me, but I do the midnight snack thing. I just like it. My wife thinks it's very odd. I get out of bed. I go downstairs. I like to have something to eat. I wake up hungry sometimes. And I'm downstairs. I'm eating. I'm hearing this, I need something to eat. I got to take a crap. It's this Furby, and it won't shut up. And now it's upstairs someplace, and I'm looking around, and then it's quiet, so I don't know where the hell it is. You ever try to find a cordless phone when you hit the button on the base unit, and it'll beep someplace in a house, but it only beeps three times? So now, okay, wait, I think I heard it. Then you got to go back. I'm going, where the hell is that, man? I can hear it someplace, but I don't know because it only beeping three times. So you're spending like a half hour looking for the phone. Same thing with this Furby, because every now and again I hear, or whatever these things, it makes a noise like a cow. It's a cross between a cow and a squirrel or something. I'm hearing this in the house. So 2 days running, I am driven to the point of a schizophrenic episode. This thing, the doll, it won't shut up. I feel like Telly Savalas in that I'm talking Tina and I want to kill you. I feel like him. Like I wanted to take the thing into the garage, throw it into a garbage can, and hammer the lid shut. Because there I was in the car cramming this thing head first. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm hungry.
I said to shut up. I don't like the things that it says. Shut up. Whatever. This thing sounded like Linda Blair at one point. Just.
Man.
You know, be quiet, Furby. So anyway, these cats found out that the thing has got, what, electromagnetic crap coming off of it? They had this Furby doll out there. They had to test this thing to make sure the damn thing wasn't radioactive. I mean, it's dangerous. It won't shut up. It's radioactive. It's got electromagnetic crap coming off of it. It's, you know, everybody that's infected by this thing glows in the dark. It's driving me out of my freaking mind. I'm sitting on a bus bench babbling to myself with a wool ski cap pulled down over my head selling flowers. That's how I'm going to wind up. If I got to listen to this thing one more day, I'll wind up selling flowers out there someplace, pushing a shopping cart and going, I got flowers for you. You used to be a great man. You know, he's a father and he had a talk show. Look at him now, all because he couldn't cram that Furby down there into the center deal. And the guy's a mess. There it is. I can hear it now. I'm hearing it when it ain't even on. I'm hearing it when it ain't even in the freaking house, you know? It's communicating with me. It's talking to me. It's telling me, come get me, huh? Come at me is what it's saying. You know, bring the heat. Bring the gas. What do you got? Furby doll. I think it's the one that I'm talking. I think it's that. Maybe it ain't. But if it ain't, it's something else. I'm warning you. It looks like one of those little. It looks exactly like those gremlin dolls before you threw the water on them. Those little cuddly things. And then you threw the water on them and they turned into. That's exactly what it looks like. So is that? If that's a Furby, maybe. I don't know what. But I'm telling you right now, death. Death to that bloody thing. And I like kids, and I like their toys, and I wasn't one of them Barney haters. That was a real, real interesting phenomenon. All these adults that didn't dig Barney, get a life, Jack. Kids like it. That's all there is to it. Barney ain't bugging you. It's only when they invade your space, only when you're driving down the road and you can hear this thing, you know, cackling at you from the back seat, you want to stop the car and take a crowbar to it. That was what I wanted to do. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Daryl Weber, coming up next.
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
All right, everybody, this is Daryl Weber here, and this is a Friday night, and this is a Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree, and I'm filling in here on last half hour of Phil Henry's show. You know, we play blues and everything, and I also want to let you know that I have been drinking for the last 6 hours.
soul. Wayne of the Blues had a baby.
Muddy Water, and that's a great song. And when I get the jewel case over here, I'll tell you what the name of it was. I'm not sure right now. This is Daryl Weber, though. I try to get the name of the song, but not all the time. What's the last one? Name it Rock and Roll.
No.
No, that ain't the last.
Last two lines.
The last two, the blues had a baby, and they named it Rock and Roll. I thought that it was just called Name It Rock and Roll. Anyway, what was I saying? I want to tell you all that I'm very happy to be here. I want to thank Phil Henry for letting me come in here and do, Funky Chicken Cacophony, Liquor Jamboree. I want to tell you something else. Do all these talk radio stations that carry the show. They say, well, what y'all playing music? Well, you know, we do any damn thing we feel like doing, right? I'm not sitting here, I got to do this or I got to do that. Right? I do what the hell I feel like doing, right? And that's what we do. We're going to play some music tonight. And I also want to tell you that... I drug a man underneath my truck, but it was a mistake. All right, that's different from what happened to that poor soul in Texas. That was a mistake because I got home. I was getting some brake work done on my car, and the man was not done with a job. I drove 30 miles. He was still under there working on the brakes, and I heard some hammering going on the transmission. That was him pounding on it. I thought I was just hitting some road hazard or something. And I got home, and M.L. Redman, who's a very good friend of mine, was working on my brakes. I drug him 30 miles to my house. And he was pissed, I'll tell you that right now. But I explained it all to him, and he would say, oh, he was satisfied with my explanation. So that's all you got to do sometime in life, you know. All right, we're going to play something else for you now? All right. This is Daryl Weber, Funky Chicken Cacophony, Liquor Jamboree on a Phil Henry Show. We got that now. Oh, I like this song. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Is this, This ain't B.B. King. If B.B. King, I can tell. You know the way he played that thing Lucille, right? Yeah. This is B.B. King.
You act like you don't want to listen when I'm talking to you. You think you ought to do, baby, anything you want to do. You gotta be crazy, baby. Just gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bills, I'm paying the cost. Be the boss. I'll drink if I wanna and play a little hope or two. Don't you say nothing to me as long as I'm taking care of you. As long as I'm working, baby, I'm paying all the bills. I don't want no mouth from you. By the way, I'm so close to you. Crazy baby, that's gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills, I'm paying the cost to be the boss. We'll be right back.
You act like you're ashamed. You don't act like my baby. You just use my name. But I tell you, I'm gonna have the money, and I don't want no back talk. If you don't like what I'm doing, baby, pick up your things and walk. You gotta be crazy, baby. Just gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills, I'm paying the cost.
About that, huh? The Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree here on the Phil Henry Show. Daryl Weber, and I'm playing a song called Paying the Cost to Be the Boss. Now, you heard B.B. King there, but did you know the band that was backing him up? That was the Rolling Stones, right? Now, I hear B.B. and I hear Lucille, I hear good, you know, but every time Mick Jagger opened his big mouth and played a harmonica, it sort of song suddenly sort of sags a little bit, doesn't it? You know, it's all right. It's all right. You know, just the richer he gets, the whiter he gets. This is the Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. And
you ain't nothing but a hound.
I got to stop talking now.
Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door.
Big Mama Thornton.
You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you.
Mama Thornton, I'm going to take up a collection and try to hire her a guitar player. This is Daryl Weber, Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree here on the Phil Henry Show. All Daryl. Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. And here's some blues played by some white boys. I apologize, but that's all we have. Phil Henry Show, what you want?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Could you play some more of that blues, but white? Some white material?
I got some right here for you.
Are these white people?
Yes, sir. These are three white boys.
Oh, that's great. Because my wife wanted to hear some blues, but with a, I didn't know we had the white option, so we appreciate it very. We enjoy your program to very.
I'm playing your song right now. You shut your mouth.
Oh, I have to shut up now, honey. They're playing it. Yeah, my wife is telling me she can hear it on the radio right now, so I'll go ahead and hang up.
Daryl Weber, what can I do for you?
Yes, my wife can't understand the words to the song you're playing. Sounds like...
What's it sound like?
The hell is that?
I can understand it.
What? Well, hell, I can. I just... Hey, yes. I don't know what that is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my wife asked me to call to tell you we love the blues, but we can't understand the words of the song. And, well, I got to hang up.
That's a good idea.
All right.